Good morning. If we haven't met before, I'm Ali. I'm one of the ordnans that is on placement here. Before we start, let me just pray. God, thank you for the gift of baptism. Thank you that through baptism, we are able to become part of your family. Amen. Now, in today's gospel, we're introduced to one of the most striking and probably unusual characters in the Bible, John the Baptist. And he's a bit of a weird man. He comes bursting onto the scene from the wilderness. He's wearing clothes made of camel's hair, and he's drinking wild honey, and he's eating locusts. Not my ideal diet, but you do you, John. And he's shouting at the top of his voice, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." And this isn't exactly your typical church welcome. And yet John is one of the most important people in the whole of the story of Jesus. Not because he's the hero of the story, but because he's the one who points beyond himself to Jesus who is to come. And people come out to see John in their hundreds. They come to him with lots of questions, and they confess their sins to him, and then they step into the waters of the River Jordan. Something new is happening here. And yet John makes sure that they understand that what he's doing is only the beginning. "I baptize you with water," he says. "But after me comes the one who is more powerful than I, and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." John knows his place. He knows that he is only the signpost on the winding road that will eventually lead to Jesus as the destination. And that's why it's so great that we've got this passage today, because today Maz and Ariana are going to be baptized. And just like those people who stepped into the Jordan all those years ago, they are responding to a call that Jesus has put on their lives. They're beginning a new chapter with God, a new chapter which has the center of their lives directed towards God. And baptism has always been more than just a symbol for Christians. It's a sign of forgiveness and belonging. And it marks a way of being publicly welcomed into the family of God. Maz and Ariana are going to be marked as people belonging to Christ, people belonging to his church. And God is going to meet them, not with a list of conditions, but with grace. Because in baptism, God says, "You are mine and you are loved." And as we, as the church say, you are welcome and we will walk with you. And for many of us here, our baptisms might have been a long time ago. We might have been baptized as babies, or we might have chosen baptism later in life. But whether we remember the day or not, the meaning is still the same. Baptism tells us that our lives are not accidents and that our faith is not something that we earn. We belong to God because God has chosen us first. And yet, as John makes very clear, baptism is not the end of the story, but just the beginning. As John's life pointed beyond himself to Jesus, so our lives are meant to point beyond ourselves to Jesus too. Now, I expect that many of us are probably never going to stand on a riverbank preaching to crowds. And most of us probably aren't going to be wearing camel's hair clothes. Although, if you want to start a new fashion trend, then I'm not going to stop you. But we are still called to be people who prepare the way for others to meet Christ. And this usually happens not through dramatic gestures, but through the steady ordinariness of everyday life. So we should probably ask ourselves, What do our words and priorities point towards? Do they, in small ways, help others to glimpse a bit of Jesus' love? For example, are we making sure that we stand up for someone when they're being left out at school or at work? Or maybe over the Christmas holidays, could we make more of an effort to check in with our neighbours who we know are living alone? And let's be honest, none of us do this perfectly. And I'm sure that John wasn't perfect either. He certainly seemed to enjoy winding up the religious leaders of the time. But it doesn't matter if we're perfect or not. What really matters is the direction of our lives. And however imperfectly, that we're making sure that we point towards God. That we're pointing others towards Jesus. John says these great words in the Gospel of John. He must increase and I must decrease. Now, I think that that sentence pretty much sums up his whole life. And it offers us a way to think about our calling that's beyond our own lives. Our lives are not meant to look impressive, but rather they're made to look like we're making Jesus visible. Our task is not to be at the centre of the story, but to help other people find the one who is at the centre. So today, let's give thanks. We give thanks for John the Baptist, who prepared the way and who shows us what it means to live for the one who comes after. We give thanks for the gift of baptism, through which God welcomes us into the life of the church. And we rejoice in our own calling, in whatever way God has given us that. Let's renew it once again, to live as people who belong to Jesus and help others to find their way in him. So may God bless us in our lives, like John's, and may we prepare the way for others to meet the living Christ. Amen.